So, moving along, we're looking at two new concepts today, additional concepts. So the first one is astrology indicates the patterns of karma. So that goes quite along with this. So I'll read it since it's a little technical. Prarabdha karma, remember that's the karma that's going to manifest in this life. So prarabdha karma means of the karma you carry with you, a certain portion of it is going to manifest in this life unless you do something unusual. You can manifest more if you want to, but we'll get into that later. You can't manifest less. But this amount is scheduled to manifest in this life. It's called prarabdha karma. Some will manifest the beginning, some in the middle, some in the end. But everything that's scheduled to manifest is called prarabdha karma. So the sum total of that determines one's time of birth. So this is important. The prarabdha karma determines the time of birth, which makes sense, right? Okay. The time of birth determines one's astrology. Astrology, meaning the different Mahadasas and the Bhuktidasas, those of you who are astrologers can explain it to those who want to know afterwards. The astrological periods determine the release of the karmas. So it's an interesting cycle. Thus, an individual will experience certain astrological periods as difficult and other periods as auspicious and positive. So, understanding this principle is very useful because it helps us understand the relationship between astrology and karma. So it's a very important relationship. And therefore, when we have that basic understanding that there is a relationship between our astrology and our karma, when we approach astrology with that understanding, we can gain an understanding about how our karma will be manifesting, say, during the next 12 years. We say, this is going to be a period where everything is successful, or this is going to be a period where everything is difficult. We're going to have some major setbacks. You know, astrologer can tell you that. So that's helpful to know. Why? Because if you're having setbacks, you can remember that it's in your astrology. Otherwise, you tend to think of it, gee, you know, everything's failing. I'm a terrible person, or I'm limited, or I'm doing something wrong. You also think it might go on forever. I say, oh, I only have 10 more years left. I'm hanging in there. Only 5 more years left. I got through it. Let's have a celebration. You know, it helps put it in perspective. So it's very helpful in that way. Also, in your positive periods, it's good to take chances, business chances, so forth, you know, because you're more likely to succeed. If you're going through a negative time, you don't want to take chances. You want to be more conservative in terms of a business venture, an investment, and so forth. So, but what the problem is, the stereotype is, difficult times are bad, good times are good, positive times are good. We're not supposed to have difficult times, right? It's a stereotype. Everything's supposed to be good. If things are difficult, it's better if things are going good than if things are going poorly, right? That's the stereotype idea. But we're not looking at it correctly. That's just an ordinary human way of responding. There's no wisdom in that. We're not looking at it through karma. A better way of looking at it is, if something negative happens, if we go through difficult times and we get through them, we say, oh, how wonderful, I got rid of that difficult karma. We got rid of the karma. It's like Swami Sivananda's story. You know, someone attacked him and he thanked the person for attacking him. Why? Because he was rid of that karma. Maybe that was his last karma. So if negative things happen, we shouldn't complain. Shouldn't blame God. And we shouldn't feel that it's not a positive event in our lives. We're getting rid of a karma. So we're getting rid of a karma. So that's important to remember. Next principle, karmas are either active or inactive. Again, I'll read it. It's a little technical. Sanchita, Prarabdha, and Kriyamana Karmas. And we're going to have a test on those, so you have to learn how to spell them. Can be divided into two categories. Arabdha, begun, undertaken, karma that is sprouting, and anarabdha, not commenced, dormant, or seed karma. So the idea is, just like we were talking about before, it's like seeds. You know, if you want something to sprout right away, you can choose an alfalfa seed, right? Alfalfa sprouts are very popular. Why? Because they sprout quickly, right? You put them in water and they sprout. You want to grow a coconut tree, it takes longer, right? It takes maybe a year to get something to sprout out of a coconut. It took a week to sprout an alfalfa. So just because something is a seed doesn't mean all of them are going to sprout at the same time. So, and some of them aren't sprouting at all. They're sitting there for a long time. So if you store a seed in a dry place or a moist place, it determines how fast it sprouts, right? And so forth. So some karmas are already sprouting, some are about to sprout, and some won't sprout in this lifetime. So those are our two new concepts. Turning now to our principles, our review. First, we have four principles so far. We'll review them very quickly. Most everyone has heard them all. So our first principle, of course, is forego retaliation, and that's required because if we retaliate, we're creating new karma. And there's no possible way we're going to do anything more subtle than just create new karma. Accept responsibility is the idea that whatever happens to me, I created it. Usually we only want to accept the fact if something good happens, I'm responsible for that. If something bad happens, we want to blame someone else. But of course, accept responsibility means whatever happens, good or bad, I created. Whatever happens, if we have children, whatever happens to our children, they created it. You don't have to blame yourself if something happens to your child. The child attracted it because of the karma of the child. So a person is responsible for everything that happens to them. Third principle is forgive the offender, even if we manage to not retaliate and accept responsibility, we can still harbor resentment toward the person that did it. We know it's our responsibility, but they shouldn't have done it anyway. Oh, we're kind of hedging, you know. We've got it right, but not quite right. So to get it fully right, we have to forgive the person who did the action to us. Just fully say, this is me doing it to me through another person. I did this to myself through another person. If we look at it that way, we don't really see the other person. They're transparent. We see ourselves doing it to ourselves over a period of time. We do something two lifetimes ago. In this life, it comes back, the reaction to what we did. So we did it to ourselves through another person. So those three go together as a team of principles. Forgo retaliation, accept responsibility, and forgive the offender has to do with actions that are happening to us. Things are happening to us from others. We're responding a certain way to them. So that's a set. Consider the consequences focuses on actions we are doing in the present or considering doing in the present. So it's a second situation. So the first principle in review is we consider the consequences. It's the idea of think before you speak applied to karma. We consider the karmic consequences of what we're about to do before we do it. Karmic equivalent of think before we speak. So that's what we've covered so far.